USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff was asked if the articles should include a charge of obstructing the findings of the Mueller election meddling investigation.
There is overwhelming evidence that the president sought to coerce Ukraine into interfering in our election, essentially sought to cheat in our next election by getting a foreign government to weigh in. That is a very serious business, and it imperils our national security. It's a gross abuse of his office.
Republican Mark Meadows responded by taking aim at the opposition.
They've been making accusations about this president that not only are not based on facts, but they're false. And so in doing that and getting to the bottom of it is key.
Mark Meadows and Adam Schiff were on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The president is tweeting that the House impeachment probe is a dead end. GOP Congressman Mark Meadows on CBS's Face the Nation says Republicans won't give up.
I don't see a single Republican defecting. They've looked at the facts. They know where we are on this. I think, if anything, there's more pressure on my Democrat colleagues, where instead of having just two defections, we may have more than that coming up.
43 people died in a fire at a bag factory in New Delhi. The BBC's Pratiksha Gildial is there.
The fire reportedly broke out in a building in the early hours of Sunday in a congested part of the city. Dozens of workers were sleeping inside at the time, according to rescue services. Officials said that it was difficult for fire trucks and ambulances to reach the spot because of the narrow alleyways. So firefighters had to carry the victims out themselves one by one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Carol Spinney, the puppeteer who voiced and operated the Sesame Street character Big Bird, has died. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Spinney also operated and voiced Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird's neighbor in the trash can, before retiring from the iconic kids program in 2018.
I say scram, beat it, leave me alone, but they just stand there. Well, if you won't go away, I will. Ugh.
Can you beat that? Here I am, a nice bird, never ever grouchy, and nobody pays any attention to me. And everybody pays attention to Oscar. He's grouchy all the time.
He passed away in his home in Connecticut after living with dystonia for some time. Spinney collected 5 Daytime Emmys for his contributions to Sesame Street and received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences in 2006. He was 85. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.